children. So Mary's sister Anne, the younger daughter of James II, succeeded to the throne. From the very beginning of her reign, Britain was at war with France. And indeed, not only Britain, but all Europe was fighting on one side or the other. The British troops were led by a famous soldier called Marlborough. He won many battles, the chief of which were called Blenheim and Ramillies. This war of Spanish succession went on for more than 10 years, till all Europe was weary of fighting, and many places, where there had been houses and gardens and green fields, were nothing but deserted wildernesses. At last, a peace was made, called the Peace of Utrecht. By this treaty, Louis acknowledged Anne as the rightful Queen of Britain, and also promised to send James the Pretender, as the son of James VII was called, out of his kingdom and not to help him any more. Once before, Louis had promised something very like this to William, and he did not keep his promise. There were other agreements in this treaty, one of them being that Britain should keep the strong fortress of Gibraltar in Spain, which has belonged to the British ever since. Marlborough was a famous soldier, but he was also a great statesman. And indeed, he and his wife, the Duchess of Marlborough, ruled the Queen for many years. He was brave and clever, but he was greedy and not quite honest. He made many enemies, who succeeded at last in having him disgraced, and both he and his wife were sent away from court. The Duchess had a very bad temper, and she was so angry when she had to leave court that she smashed all the furniture in her rooms and threw the Queen's keys at the Duke's head when he was sent to ask for them. It was no wonder that the Queen, who was gentle and kind, had been afraid of the Duchess and had been ruled by her. Other clever men succeeded Marlborough, and another clever woman succeeded the Duchess, for Queen Anne was not a strong-minded woman, and she allowed herself to be ruled and led by favourites and statesmen. Like Queen Elizabeth, she had many great men around her, and although they thought more perhaps of making themselves famous and powerful than of what was best for the country, still the country prospered. The greatest thing that happened in the reign of Anne was the union of the parliaments of England and Scotland. Since 1603 AD, when James VI of Scotland became King of England, there had been very little real union between the two countries. For union means oneness. And although there had been only one king, there had been two parliaments.